Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire
and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined, with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Second hour of Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent at Speed Freaks on Twitter. Of course, the Facebook page and the website, speedfreaks.tv. Last hour, Ron Capps, who's getting set to get back on the track in his NHRA funny car next weekend. Coming up in Texas as they continue with their countdown. Ron Capps, 24 points ahead of three other teammates. It's incredible. If you missed that interview, go to the website. We'll have it up there for you tomorrow morning at speedfreaks.tv. Also, Mike Alessi, he joined us here in the Freak Nation, who's getting set to run for $1 million coming up on Saturday night, Sam Boyd Stadium, for the Monster Energy Cup Millions. The baddest supercross riders on the planet gathering at Sam Boyd Stadium.
Would you believe that a supercross rider would be telling us about the chickens and goats on his farm?
Merle.
I was stunned at that conversation.
Yes.
And if you didn't hear it at home, you got to hear Mike Alessi, one of the freaks in Supercross, talking about the goats on his farm and the chickens he's going to have on his farm. It's a crazy interview.
I mean, I get it. Last week, we had Ricky Carmichael on the show, and he was talking about literally his goat farm. I guess I shouldn't say literally there, because his goat farm is named after his nickname, being the greatest of all time, and goat farm is Ricky Carmichael's Supercross camp and how he's bringing young kids through the sport, but I guess the literal should be Mike Alessi's goat farm, which literally has the goats.
There it is.
On property.
So if it's any consolation, does this sound intriguing? We had Mike Alessi on last hour. You can go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Coming up in about 15, 20 minutes, her name is Christina Nielsen. You may not know the name, but what she's done is significant. Statman, again,
history.
You being the sports car fiend that you are, explain to the Freak Nation, don't completely give away why she's joining us, but give the Freak Nation a tease of the significance of what this woman did recently.
She won a major, one of the top championships in the world for sports car drivers. She won a major category season-long championship, and she didn't just jump in somebody's car while Tom Christensen and Alan McNish drove the car, and she drove it for a few minutes. She was one of the major drivers in the thing, won a championship, and she's the first one to do it in a major series. There have been other women who have won championships in lesser series, but this is throwing the gauntlet out farther than anybody's done before.
Also, Freak Nation, we'll close the show off with the greatest of all time when it comes to Supercross Motocross, Ricky Carmichael. He'll be here in the Freak Nation right around 8:45 Pacific. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. We were talking about this a little bit last hour, and we want to continue this conversation because it seems to have riled up a few of you on Twitter at Speed Freaks in regards to where these ratings are going or where they're not going for not just motorsports, but really for sports in general, whether it's the time issue, the time you've got to spend in front of the TV or at a game for Major League Baseball, as we're seeing in the baseball playoffs. I mean, yeah, these numbers will do better than the regular season, but they just don't match what they could have been back in the past. They're not going to touch what they did 10, 15 years ago. We know that. But at the same time, you've got the NFL ratings that are down. I brought this up. Last Thursday night's game between the Cardinals and the 49ers, it's off 40% compared to the Thursday night before. Granted, Crasher, we know that there was a lot of coverage for Hurricane Matthew going on.
Yes, there are other things going on, but if you compare, okay, take Hurricane Matthew as one of the distractions, how come some of the other TV shows, such as Grey's Anatomy on a Thursday night, how come they were up? So the Hurricane Matthew distraction didn't affect regular TV shows, but it did affect a sport. It affected the 800-pound gorilla, NFL. That's strange. Or is it? Because all sports, again, as we've seen, the Olympics were down this year. A sharp decline. The NFL's been down all season so far, except for select games here and there. But in five total weekends, 80 to 90% of the games have been down. Ratings have been down. NASCAR's down. Other sports are down. I think, like Statman said in the first hour, is it because people are just plain changing the way that they take in sports or changing the way that they watch TV in general? Are you tired of having 7,000 channels but only one or two that you typically go to, yet you're still paying $150, $200 a month? Are you tired of that? Or are you just so fixated with your cell phone that that's how you get your content now? Changes all over the place, and I think that's one of the big reasons for ratings being down in sports.
Crash, I could not agree with you more. I know that probably everybody listening to us has had the opportunity to unplug from their cable. I know my family, I gave my granddaughter a computer, an Xbox, and it was so powerful that they've been able to unplug from their cable and watch TV through the Xbox that they have. So plus the entertainment value of Hulu and Netflix,
yep,
and all the other things that you could do if you want to wait an extra 10 hours to watch programming, you could do that. Apple TV, you could watch Roku and all the other boxes that you could plug into your Wi-Fi television now and watch TV all you want and not have to pay $150 or $200, like you said, to some cable company. The greed is starting to drive people away from what they used to do in watching programming.
Okay, greed is one thing, and I get it specifically when it comes to sports because of all the corporate sponsorship involved, but there's still sponsorship with weekly TV shows as well. Why are some weekly TV shows, their ratings either flat or up? Why is this ratings decline more specific to sports?
Well, that's strange, and people are trying to understand that. A lot of sports, though, you have to understand that baseball games, for example, used to be 2 hours. Now they're three. Car races used to be 2.5 or 3 hours. Now they're four. So as more and more people find more and more things to do with their time, they're deciding that I don't want to spend 3 hours. And the biggest issue is that you've got to convince people that it matters who wins and loses the contest, that what's happening today has a bearing on tomorrow. And for a lot of people, that's not a given. So if the sports leagues can't sell that to the end user, the spectator, the fan, then the fans are going to go away. And it's just another race. It's just another game. It's just another chance for them to watch a beer commercial. And some of them are just tired of watching beer commercials.
Okay, but then explain the massive decline in ratings with the Olympics this year. Because in each one of those events, basically, it does matter who wins and who loses. We're talking about who's going to get the gold medal. Is it going to be your country? Is it going to be your current country or your where you were born? Who are you cheering for? There's a big emphasis there, yet they had ratings decline.
Well, those declines come when you have delayed programming. So they had delayed programming this year. It wasn't the same as in Atlanta when they had live programming, and you can look at it and wonder. But now when it's delayed 2, 3, 4 hours from when it actually happens, if you really want to know who got the gold medal, you could go find that out from any of several websites and sometimes look at the actual competition through some digital streaming device and know what's going on. You may want to wait and see how NBC polished it up and shined it up with all the special features to go around it. But in general, when you have long-term delays in the programming, people aren't going to watch because they already know who won the event.
Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of this. Of course, the madness with Hurricane Matthew and what it's done to motorsports over the weekend. We've seen that.
Sports in general over the weekend. How many college games were postponed?
Well, or moved, yeah.
Moved. Moved, you're right. Some
high school games were moved from Friday to Thursday night.
Right.
But we're seeing with the National Football League what we've seen over the last 3, 4, 5 years with NASCAR is it's just enough already. And the inability to be able to capitalize on where these eyeballs are going is starting to affect, whether it's motorsports or the National Football League, Statman, you brought up Richard Childress Racing and NASCAR doing their best to address, trying to capture those eyeballs lost.
Well, I think NASCAR, they sent out a release, I think it was last week, that they're trying to create a NASCAR digital. And this is something that's become important to the major sports promotion sports series like Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NFL. And now NASCAR is trying to create a digital arm so that they can have, each one of the teams can have a website that's got power, that's got streaming services, and they don't have to depend on the individual team to hire a technology person to run that site. NASCAR is trying to bring as much of that as they can in-house, and they could make the brand for Ganassi Racing or for Hendrick Racing or for Furniture Row Racing or for anybody, Stuart Haas. A small team can still have a powerful look to their product, their digital information, because NASCAR Digital would be running it all. And they announced this week a special program with Richard Childress Racing that they're going to test the water, and over the next 3 or 4 months they're going to start launching some of these new devices. There was a story that was in one of my favorite magazines called Fast Company that explained how Major League Baseball started in 2010 to create this Major League Baseball Digital, and it's turned out to be one of the top digital launches in American history. And the funny part about it is that the teams, when the Major League Baseball went to the teams and said, do you want to have your website, you want to have control over your website, he said, nah, we don't want to deal with that. So they bought it in, and now they're making so much money from these digital devices that the teams are saying, hey, we want that back, that's our product. I said, look, you signed a contract, gave it all to us, so we're running it now. And Major League Baseball Digital is making the money.
Yeah, and you look at the organizations, the sports organizations that get it, it may be a year, 2 or 3 years late, but at least they're jumping on board to try and advance and recapture some of those eyeballs that are gone. And I ask you, Freak Nation, whether you're a NASCAR fan, an NHRA fan, Supercross fan, will you watch Supercross on your phone? Will you watch an NHRA drag race on your iPad on the plane?
It does sound appealing. It really does sound appealing because of how busy people are these days. All three of us on this show, we travel a lot, and you just can't be in your living room watching a sporting event live. So, yes, having the capability of watching it 30,000 feet up in the air or when you're driving from across state lines, absolutely. I love that. It sucks that it's going to affect TV ratings, but maybe Nielsen and company need to start realizing it ain't just about what's on the TV anymore.
I've sat in program directors' offices, Statman and Crasher, years ago, and whether it was sports or motorsports, and at times I would say, you know, maybe you don't want to say that you don't watch all the motorsports over the weekend or you don't watch the entire race. That was several years ago. Now, they understand it. They get it. We can't watch, nor do I want to watch, all of NHRA, all of NASCAR, all of the Sports Car Series, all of Supercross. And one, I ain't got time, man. It would be a disservice to my family, a disservice to my daughter, a disservice to my psyche. I mean, it's appointment viewing in some circumstances. I get that. But holy smokes. Oh, and by the way, there's the National Football League. Ah, and Texas is playing this weekend. I mean, come on.
This is how the technology has changed our lives. You and Crash are in Phoenix. I'm in Los Angeles. The board op that runs the show is in San Francisco. We have guests that come from Hawaii, from Florida, from all over the place. And no two people are in the same place. It used to be we all had to be in one room together.
True.
And that's changed. So if that's changed, imagine how the changes that have happened to the way you consume television, the way you consume sports. We just talked about the delay in the Olympic coverage and how that's affected the rate TV ratings. So now there are no delays, or the delays are minuscule, and people can watch essentially live the Red Zone channel. For $6 a month, you could watch the Red Zone channel and see every score in the NFL, where before you had to watch the ESPN show at late night with Chris Berman and everybody else. Now you could see it as it's happening. So that show has become less important, because the people who would watch that show 3 years ago, 4 years ago, have already seen all the stuff, and they're doing something else now.
It really is fascinating. And both conversations we've had on Speed Freaks tonight, last hour and what we're doing right now. I mean, we could continue to go on and on. This is a fascinating conversation about the consumption of sports, especially live sports, and how things have changed. And like you said, Statman, how technology has changed our viewing patterns. And man, if ratings are going to matter for the sale of sponsorships moving forward, something's going to have to change with how ratings are, how they determine ratings. Because if more and more people go to their computers, ratings on TV alone are just going to drop, and then sponsorship dollars are going to drop, and then we're in for a real problem.
And that's what's a kick of the nuts for me, given the fact that Statman just brought up an important piece of how this show operates. We've got 4 points of broadcast here. Crasher and I are in Phoenix, Statman in Los Angeles, our satellite distribution center is in San Francisco, and then we have guests call in. Why can't we figure out how to rate, how to tie in technologically to all of these items? Again, The Nielsen ratings with radio are still so archaic with PPMs. I don't need to get into detail on that.
But you're right. It's like 30 years ago how they're still computing ratings.
Yeah.
They don't make sense, because people are listening to us right now. Okay, you talked about the 4 points of how the show is going on air. Well, then how are people consuming us, listening to us right now? They're listening to us on terrestrial radio, whether it's Fox Sports 910 in Phoenix or 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Or they're listening to us on iHeartRadio. Or they're listening to us on TuneIn Radio. Or they're on racetalkradio.com on their computers or their cell phones.
Right.
You just can't. Nielsen does not have the capability to combine all that together and get us a true number. And same with TV.
So, Statman, to kind of circle back to the original point, all those avenues that Crash mentioned are more than likely avenues where NASCAR, NHRA, the National Football League, Major League Baseball fans are going to when they have time to jump on their cell phone or their iPad.
And the curious thing about all of that is, you can get more, you could get better information about who's listening from the cookies on the computer, The cookies on the phone, the cookies on the tablets that they are listening. So you know more about the people than Nielsen can tell you from the overnight ratings. So you know where else they go. I mean, all of us have looked at, let's say, a car. And the cookies for the GM car now are in your system. So when you go to Facebook, you see, hey, you like that car? You still like that car? Why don't you go look at this car over here? So you're looking at it. How do they know I looked at that car yesterday? Because all the cookies in the background in your computer. And there's some websites that won't let you deal with them unless you have your cookies turned on. So, yes, they would. The idea now is, how could we find out who's watching, where they're watching, how they're watching, and what else they watch besides this, so that we could get more sophisticated. And one final thing, I had lunch with a buddy who is part of a school here in Southern California, community college, and they wanted to put the word out to people to say, hey, you want to enroll at our school. There are companies now that they could go to so that they could, in certain zip codes, when you go into that zip code, You'll be hit with, hey, come to our school.
Yep.
All the other zip codes, but they could say that you only see this when you go through this zip code, and they know who you are and where you are and how you consume. And that's how sophisticated everything has gotten.
Freak Nation, follow us on Twitter at Speed Freaks, and, of course, on Facebook. And be sure you like our Facebook page at Speed Freaks and the website speedfreaks.tv. You missed any of the show. That's where you go to grab it. come Monday morning. Speaking of other avenues to listen to our show, coming up next, Christina Nielsen. This chick has done something special that no other woman in sports car has done. Can I say that, Statman?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. She made history.
Yeah, good-looking woman, too, which I'm sure Statman's got to get into with her. Christina Nielsen, you don't want to miss this interview. She's done something that no other woman's done in sports car. That's next. Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's a Statman. Let's get it.
To provide guidance to men.
Some iconic names in the global rally world this week. First, 9-time world rally champion Sebastian Loeb scored a breakthrough win in World Rallycross. That's in Latvia. Loeb is the first driver ever to win events in 3 different FIA World Championships, the World Rallycross, the WRC, and the World Touring Car Championship. Then in the World Rally Championship at the Tour de Corse, Sebastian Ogier won the event in a casual drive, but the win on an island off the coast of France allowed Ogier to move to the doorstep of his 4th straight World Rally Championship title. If he gets that title, he'll be only the 4th driver to get 4 championships. But get this, this weekend's Tour de Corse round won by Ogier was sponsored by a Spanish energy drink called Che Guevara. Among other things, Che Guevara energy drink is encouraging the world to revolutionize itself away from monsters. Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Here's a Dave Despain tip. No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperature, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
The elite of Supercross return to Las Vegas. Monster Energy Cup. See 2016 Monster Energy Supercross champion Ryan Dungey. Go head-to-head with Ken Roczen and more than 20 of the world's greatest riders as they compete to win the Monster Energy Cup and $1 million. $1,000. Monster Energy Cup, October 15th at Sam Boyd Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at UNLVtickets.com.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
You're listening to
Speed Freaks
Motorsports Radio Redefined.
With Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. You know the website, speedfreaks.tv. You're following us on Twitter at Speed Freaks. Of course, we're there for Facebook. It's first time for her to be in the Freak Nation. Good to get her in here. Christina Nielsen made motorsports history last Saturday at Road Atlanta. She became the first female driver to win a major full-season professional sports car racing championship here in North America, capturing the GT Daytona title in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Series, running on those Continental tires. And Christina, we've talked to a number of women in motorsports, whether it's drag racing, IndyCar, NASCAR, but the significance of your win is, I think, maybe two or three tiered. And I say that because of, in the series itself, the domination of you and your team, it's not just what you did on the track, it's what you've done inside the car and as a representative of Ferrari. Do you realize the importance of really what you've done in this series?
I think it's starting to, I'm starting to realize it, but it's definitely something that doesn't happen overnight.
Do you get the feeling, though, it's us crazy-ass Americans that try and make a big deal out of this versus those from your home country?
No, it definitely is a big deal. I also think that, you know, everyone back home in Denmark especially have been super supportive and very happy about the results we created. We're not a big nation, but I do think we do have quite a few strong race car drivers from our little country. So it's an honor to be a part of them and representing the white and the red flags here in America.
Well, Christina, winning the championship is one thing. And, of course, you won the GTD class in the IMSA series and also the Tequila Patron Endurance Championship. But that was in America. You were going across the pond throughout this entire year. It wasn't like you were just stationed here in America racing. Talk about how difficult your entire season was with all the travel.
I am raced in America. I live in L.A. So whenever there were American races back-to-back, I was able to normally go home and get a bit of downtime. But, yeah, I also raced in the European Le Mans Series, and I was the first Danish female to ever participate in the legendary 24 Hours of Le Mans. So wow. Definitely a lot of traveling, but, you know, that's the part of the gig. That's what we do, and I love it, to be honest. I'm probably one of those people, as many other drivers, who sometimes complain about the traveling, but we get bored pretty easily if we have to stay at home for too long.
Well, I have to admit, though, is L.A. more fun, or is it racing over in Europe? Come on, it's America, right?
Oh, I'm totally a fan of American racing. This is my first season, full season here in America. I raced first in the Porsche Carrera Cup challenge by Yokohama, and it was a great introduction to the American circuits, which is one of the main reasons why I love racing here. I really like the old school tracks, where track limits are not something that's up for discussion normally, because all you have is asphalt, a curve, and then the wall. So it definitely was something that I found extremely intriguing and wanted to continue. So 2015 was my first full time season in the Tudor Championship, which is now called the WeatherTech Championship.
Right.
And we finished second. And from there, I joined Scuderia Corsa together with Alessandro Balsan, racing the latest edition of the Ferrari family, which is the 488 GT3 car. And we received it for Sebring. We got it straight out of the box, went and got a victory at the 12 hours of Sebring, and it's been running. I cannot describe it. It's been running perfectly all season. It's been a pleasure to drive. The team has done a great job of setting it up. They've been on point with pit stops, and yeah, they've been a part of putting it all together. And, you know, Alessandro Balsan and Jeff Siegel has definitely done their part behind the wheel and have done an amazing job all weekend, or all year, sorry.
You made a pretty funny comment. There was an article written about Balsan recently, and you made a pretty funny comment saying, I'm reading this article on my teammate, and all I can envision is reading this in Italian. It's that damn Italian voice still in my helmet. But you guys had a pretty good relationship, didn't you?
Yeah. Balsan and his English is definitely good entertainment from time to time. So, as I read it, I can hear his voice and I can hear his Italian accent. And it's always a pleasure working with him and Jeff. We definitely have some interesting conversations sometimes based on the fact that, you know, he's American, I'm Danish, and Balsan is Italian. But the whole team is very international. We have people from all over the world working on our team. So it creates a very cool and unique group dynamic.
Christina Nielsen is the first woman to win a major American sports car championship, the GTT category in the IMSA WeatherTech Championship, won it last weekend at the Petit Le Mans. We can start calling you the Great Dane now, or is that something that's only top for Tom Christensen? Is there room to have you and Tom as Great Danes?
Ooh.
I definitely think Tom has a pretty high status and is a great brand ambassador for motorsport in general. I still have a lot to do and a lot to achieve to reach a status like his. But, you know, I'm 24, so I think there's still hope.
Well, something tells me I shouldn't ask you this question, but I bet, is there any competition between who looks best in a driver's suit?
Between me and Balsan and Jeff?
Between you and Tom. That might be the best answer.
Oh, between me and Tom. I don't know about that. I don't wear it to look good. I do it to avoid getting burned in case the car is on fire, basically.
All right, I deserve that. I'm sorry.
Statman, yeah, bottom line, Statman. Tom Christensen, he might have some accolades, but definitely not better looking in a fire suit than Christina.
Let me ask you a question that we did ask Tom. He surprised us with his love of headbanging metal music, metal rock music. Do you have any favorites for music, your music taste? Do they run along heavy metal lines?
I'm not exactly in that category. I'm probably more in the R&B sort of area, but I listen to a lot of different type of music, and honestly, I do it a lot on track. It's sort of my way of zoning out and sometimes, you know, getting just in my own world right before I have to get in the car.
That's kind of cool, actually. I had a driver once tell me that he had to come into the pits because he had a song in his head from the Carpenters and couldn't get it out, and he couldn't concentrate. Do you ever take any music onto the track with you and have it in your head while you're racing?
You know, the sound of the 488, that's my type of music when I'm racing.
Nice.
You're really good, Christina. You really know how to handle the freaks. That's perfect.
I'm glad to hear. You know, I think we're all a little bit a bunch of freaks and crazy people of us who work in racing. So, it comes with the territory, I think.
Christina Nielsen joining the freaks, Speed Freaks from Lucas Oil Studios on a Sunday night. Check out her website, ChristinaNielsenRacing.com. She's on Twitter. She's on Facebook. A couple of things in regards to your future. You've got yourself a championship, and you sound like some. Again, you're young enough. You sound like someone that could chase other dreams. What are some other series that you may want to approach in racing, or do you want to stay with IMSA?
I think there's a pretty good chance that I'll be back racing at IMSA next year. Also, that I will be at Le Mans next year because we won a ticket by winning the endurance championship. And for me, a goal could be something like DTLM. I think that would be the next step up for me. I wouldn't say I'm ready just yet. But, you know, that's the dream, to be competing, you know, with the big factories and the factory cars with other factory drivers.
Does IndyCar interest you?
I definitely think IndyCar is, you know, one of the top classes in America and in the world that you can race in. But I've sort of fallen in love with GT racing, and that's where my focus is at the moment. If I was offered an IndyCar ride, I definitely wouldn't say no. I think it's spectacular racing. It's really cool to watch, and it always looks like the guys and the girls out there are having a lot of fun. So I would never say no. I'm always keeping, a door open and staying interested in what's going on in the world of racing. But right now, my heart lies with Scuderia Corsa and Ferrari.
Freak Nation, she did something significant. Christina Nielsen made motorsports history last Saturday, Road Atlanta. First female driver to win a major full-season professional sports car racing championship again here in North America.
In the same year that she was the first female from Denmark to race the 24 Hours of Le Mans. It was an historic year all around.
It was badass.
Amazing.
Running on those Continental tires with that championship, that IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. Hopefully this isn't your last time in the Freak Nation, Christina.
No.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
So we go from four wheels of Continental tires to two wheels of Supercross. The greatest of all time. No one can argue that. The greatest Supercross rider, the greatest motocross rider of all time combined, is Ricky Carmichael. We caught up with him to talk about the Monster Energy Cup Millions. He designed the track. And part of this track, these riders are starting at the top of the stadium and jetting down into the bowl of Sam Boyd Stadium, all for $1 million. His name, Ricky Carmichael. He joins us next in the Speed Freaks Pits at Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Through rain, sun, snow, and sleet, the General G-Max all-season tire will take you where you need to go. This ultra-high-performance tire will deliver the precision you require in dry and wet conditions and provide the top-level traction necessary to navigate in light snow. So let General Tire give you the comfort, performance, and traction that the Freak Nation demands. For more information, visit GeneralTire.com. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
The elite of Supercross return to Las Vegas. Monster Energy Cup. See 2016 Monster Energy Supercross champion Ryan Dungey go head-to-head with Ken Roczen and more than 20 of the world's greatest riders as they compete to win the Monster Energy Cup and $1 million. Monster Energy Cup, October 15th at Sam Boyd Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at UNLVtickets.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. Take all the hassle out of shining your tires. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Large applicators also available. Get four No Mess applicators online now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com. That's buynomess.com.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyT.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyT. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at RacetalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Big old fat ribbon here in the Freak Nation on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of this. At Speed Freaks on Twitter, Facebook, be sure you like our page, and of course the website, speedfreaks.tv. Earlier we caught up with Ricky Carmichael, Statman Crash, and myself. We caught up with Ricky Carmichael, the greatest of all time when it comes to Supercross. There's no argument there. The guy's been designing the Monster Energy Cup track for years now, and the Monster Energy Cup Millions is coming up this Saturday night in Las Vegas, Sam Boyd Stadium. Get your tickets now at MonsterEnergyCup.com or at SupercrossLive.com. More information. But Ricky Carmichael, he's designed this track. It's incredible what they're doing. Coming out of the top of the stands, down into the bowl. What plummeting, about 200 feet, Crash?
I've read anywhere from 165 to 500. I don't know what the exact number is, but bottom line, you're starting at the top of Sam Boyd Stadium and you're going all the way down to where the football field should be and where the rest of the Supercross course will be. It's a big plunge regardless of how big it really is.
Let's turn to the source, Ricky Carmichael in the Freak Nation. What's up, Carmichael?
Always glad to be on you guys' show, and yes, the Monster Energy Cup is going to be awesome. You know, it's funny to see how this event has, where it is today. If you guys remember when I raced it, it was the U.S. Open, the Supercross at the MGM Grand there, and the purse was $100,000, which back then felt like $1 million, but, it's a cool event. It's really cool that what they let us do, what they let me do to the track. It's a hybrid, basically what it is, a hybrid of motocross and Supercross, and basically, they let me throw out ideas and to give it that wow factor, if you will. And this year is going to be really awesome. So the start's going to be basically at the top deck on the south end of the stadium, I believe. Yeah, south end. And they're going to be coming down, basically starting at the top, right, and coming all the way down the stands and flat out down the whole floor of the field. It's going to be really, really cool.
I'm trying to think when it was. I think it was about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, when there was a section that came up through part of the grandstands and then back down again on the track. And I thought some riders were complaining about that. You tell them, hey, put your wussy factor away.
Yeah, right. It was the Amsoil Arch is what it was, a big old, like, sweeping corner up into the stands. It was really cool. So you're exactly right. That's what it was. But I'm going to tell you what's been a focal point. Not only that, you know, this track always has a wow factor, and they kind of let us do things that we normally couldn't do at a regular Supercross race in the Monster Energy Supercross Series. But the Joker Lane, I mean, it has wreaked havoc on these guys for years. I mean, it took out Villopoto 1 year. Then Dungey forgot to go through it one year, and I think Anderson forgot to go through it last year. Something happened, you know. It's like the riders complain about it once in a while, and it's gimmicky, they think. But at the same time, the people that complain are the ones that screw up and don't get it right. So it is fun. It puts a special twist into it, without a doubt. And let's be honest, man, I mean, $1 million up for grab, it's really, really cool. I think, you know, when you think of what the Winston Million did for NASCAR, when there's $1 million on the line, I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at, for sure.
And that's potentially partly why some of the drivers complain. If they miss something, they're missing out on $1 million. So, yeah, it's their brain fart that's costing them. How difficult was it from you becoming from a rider to a track designer and having to kind of put that criticism kind of in the back of your mind, like, listen, this, you just got a deal?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. It's really hard to come up with a design that number one is going to be safe but also challenging. It's really hard. There's a balance there. And then you want to make it somewhat easy enough to where guys don't have too much of an advantage so the racing stays close, right? Because the worst thing you want is a blowout race where dudes just one guy can do something and the other can't and you have a runaway race. I tend to make it a little bit easier so everyone can do the same thing and everything can stay bunched up a little bit more. That's kind of my strategy because, you know, I know I'm going to get criticized by the riders regardless, so I'm at least going to try to make it good for the fans. And when everyone can do the same thing and you kind of got them in this box, I think that's what makes good TV and good racing for the guys in the seats.
Ricky Carmichael, you dabbled in stock car racing and truck racing for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to see you out of it. How do you feel? Are you happy to, you're not completely out of racing, but you're out of the driver's seat and you're still having an impact on the sport that made you Ricky Carmichael? Put you in the hall.
Yeah, that's right. You know, to answer your question, I wish I was still racing NASCAR. I still feel like I wish that I met some great people, learned a lot of things. I've learned a lot of things that's helped us in business today with, you know, RCH Racing team with me and Mr. Hart. So I've learned a lot of stuff there. I feel like if I could do it over again, obviously I'll never get the chance, but if I could do it over again, I would probably have raced, you know, the last 2 years I tried to do full time in the truck series and didn't spend the full pop, you know, that, probably should have to get on the, you know, on the best team out there. So what I would have done with the money that I had from my sponsor, I probably would have tried to take, you know, less races and a better quality team, you know, and just better equipment, I think would have been a little bit better for me. But you live and learn, and, you know, I feel like, you know, I mean, obviously if I ever got the chance to do it again, I'd jump on it. I absolutely love it and feel like I could do a little bit better than what I did. And, you know, time moves on. And I'm loving the roles that I have right now and the great sport that gave me every opportunity, even for NASCAR. So I love it, man. I love my position.
Wow, Ricky. I don't know what to say. I'm kind of disappointed that you still want to go back to that because you've had so much success in Supercross and Motocross. You're on television, you're having success there. You're in the Motorsports Hall of Fame because of this success. But I guess thinking out loud, as a competitor, you still want to, a chance to compete at something that you didn't have your greatest success at.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's things like I told you, you know, I would like to take a crack at it with, you know, like I want to go back and say, you know what, dude, you had the best equipment out there, and I know someone else could have gotten that same equipment and done 10 times better than you. Hey, I'm all for, hey, I can, I'm a big boy. I can swallow my pride and admit that. You know what I mean? So, that's what I'm saying. Please don't misunderstand me for, hey, if I can't cut the mustard in the best ride, then I don't deserve to be out there. That's all I'm saying, you know? So, I liked it, man. I enjoyed it. And I got to tell you, it was sure nice to go out racing and not come back covered in mud and dusted out. That's for sure.
His name, Ricky Carmichael. Many say the greatest Supercross rider ever. Not too many arguments here in the Freak Nation. A couple of other things that you've been doing, of course, is called The Farm, where you have young riders come out, and I believe it's actually your property, and where you have these young riders come out and you show them different techniques. It's a Ricky Carmichael school. Well, where even your mom's involved. Why does a dude like Ricky Carmichael feel like he needs to give back to the racing community?
Well, I think I got to, guys. I mean, this is the sport that's given me, provided a great life for me. I've met, you know, it's my extended family, man. I've been, you know, going to races ever since I was 5 years old and racing competitively since, you know, 5 and a half, 6 years old. So, I love doing it. My property, we're calling it the Goat Farm, and, got about 11 or 12 full-time riders out there, got about 4 or 5 pros and 6 amateurs, and it's great, man. You know, my mom is basically, you know, she holds everybody accountable. I'll go out there and coach, you know, a couple times a week, make sure everybody's doing everything right, and we put them on a riding program, and it's fun. It's something that, you know, it's almost like going to a fantasy camp, but it's all year round.
Carmichael, it was another good one, buddy. Thank you for doing this. We'll see you soon.
Absolutely, Freaks. I appreciate you having me on, guys.
And if you can't check out the race live at Sam Boyd Stadium, Fox Sports presents the 6th annual Monster Energy Cup live from Sam Boyd Stadium, Las Vegas, man, coming up on Saturday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern on FS2 and Fox Sports Go. The big show, Ron Capps was in here, NHRA Funny Car Points leader, getting set for next weekend's Texas races. They're back in the car. We had Christina Nielsen, won herself a sports car championship in the IMSA Sports Car Series, and a good friend, Mike Alessi, was in here getting set for the Monster Energy Cup, Crasher.
And his farm.
Yeah. For everybody here, Triple F, Jerry up there in San Francisco, I'm Kenny Sargent, and Statman, remember, shoot the juice to the moose, and
cut it loose.
Dip!
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The elite of Supercross return to Las Vegas. Monster Energy Cup. See 2016 Monster Energy Supercross champion Ryan Dungey go head-to-head with Ken Roczen and more than 20 of the world's greatest riders as they compete to win the Monster Energy Cup and $1 million. $1,000. Monster Energy Cup, October 15th at Sam Boyd Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at UNLVtickets.com.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent. Do you need new tires? Well, now to October 15th, General Tire is making trails, and you can receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of four qualifying General Tires. From the ultra-high-performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. For more information, drive on over to GeneralTire.com. That's GeneralTire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.